The Dvorak finale is coming, but first a look back at last weekend's Rusalka.
I was really, really proud and happy with the result. And I think our understanding of Dvorak really changed with this piece. I think we learned a lot about Dvorak.
Headlining this weekend are Dvorak's 5th and 9th symphonies. But before playing them, the symphony tackles a contemporary piece by American Jennifer Higdon.
This week we put a piece by Jennifer Higdon, The Blue Cathedral, at the top. So a great example of what is the American sound in our time.
Then comes Dvorak's 5th symphony, which Lang Lessing describes like this.
He already explores the whole palette of orchestral writing in a very unique way and already found his own style. Again, it's very much rooted in the Bohemian countryside.
And finally, the 9th, known as the New World Symphony, is where Dvorak expressed his primary aspiration while in the U.S. to help the young country find its national musical identity.
The New World Symphony is also a description for Europeans what America feels like to a musician.
So Neil Armstrong took the New World Symphony to the moon.
Exactly. Because it's a message to humanity. It's not just a message from one nation. I think in a very beautiful way, it links the old and the new world and goes beyond because it also embraces other cultures.
The San Antonio Symphony concludes their part of the Dvorak Festival this weekend. For more, go to tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.